every year we have 40 hours, and there are three reasons for the 40 hours. It is a public profession of faith, also to make reparation for neglects, insults to the Lord, especially in the Blessed Sacrament, also for sin in general, our own and others. As we see the world is being punished for its sins, as we know there is a war now, and we know war is a punishment for sin. And there's lots of wonderful ideas on the human level about peace. But we know what it says, peace, peace, and there is no peace. Why? A world, unfortunately, has been godless, and without God there's no peace, but it's actually now becoming anti-God. And so we need to understand the solution truly to peace, for to have world peace, is to follow Our Lady of Fatima's requests. When she asked us to pray the rosary for world peace, and also, thirdly, to show a love for our Lord Jesus Christ in the Holy Eucharist. And we see the prayer we face, the times we live in, rooted in the changes of Vatican II. The problem is essentially spiritual. The battle is spiritual. We need to understand that. Yes, we need to be involved politically, but we need to be making sure that our rosaries are prayed, that we're being fervent Catholics every day in our lives. We're not just checking a box. We try to live in the presence of God in our daily duties, when we're going to our work, when we're going about our duties, not to lose sight of that, lest we follow the same path that led to Vatican II in our own destruction. The destruction of the Mass and all that God has established. We see God established the family. We see how the world today is anti-family. So the world drifts for some time, and again is becoming opposing God. What an opportunity all of us have to console our Lord for our own sins and those of the whole world. By far the most important reason for 40 hours is to grow in the love of our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. This is what will sustain us in whatever God allows in our lives. But we cannot love what we do not understand, what we do not know. We need to pray to know our Lord better while we have Him. Read books about the Mass. Read about the Holy Eucharist. Pray to appreciate that. Meditate on it. Read about it. Meditate on it. Pray to deepen your devotion to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist. Use total consecration, which hopefully all of you have done, to help bring you closer to our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. Walk while you have the light. Night is coming, and the Mass and Sacraments may not be available at some point in the future. That's only known to God when that will be. We may be asked to suffer for Christ in mind or in body. And so we need to be strong. We need to know what we are about. And so we need a better understanding of the Holy Eucharist. To make those spiritual communions the rock that keeps us fixed in Christ, that we cling to. And what does the Holy Eucharist signify? Three things most importantly. The Passion, how appropriate this is for the season of Lent. We learned to love outside of ourselves, to make sacrifices for the love of God. Second, to nourish grace. We need that nourishing grace in our souls. Critical when the world is so paranoid, so focused on bodily health, and now we have the focus on health in the extreme and the consequences coming from that. Little or no regard for the soul, enslavement of the minds and body and society, because God is not in His rightful place. We're more worried about ourselves than people offending God. And so, the consequences. We are surrounded by spiritual dangers on all sides. We need the nourishment to make our soul strong and also to give us hope. Yes, a true hope for heaven. And that is the third thing signified by the Holy Eucharist, a foretaste of heaven. Christ's promise. He who eats my flesh and drinks my blood abides in me and I in him. And I will raise him up on the last day. We need hope. And where can we find a hope? In our Blessed Mother. If we don't have Mass and sacraments, regardless now, practicing holy desires, asking our Blessed Mother every morning to convert our desires from natural and nature to God. God blesses holy desires when we, obviously, we have to do what we can as we can. God expects that. But when we can't do something we really want to for him, God honors that desire. If we honestly can't go to Mass because we have to work or some other duties prevent us, but we want to, we send our guardian angel to Mass, we are still getting graces on some level for that holy desire. And these graces, this hope, is very important. Why? What happens when animals hunt in a pack? They look for a weak one, they isolate that weak one, and they take them down. The devil and his crew seek to isolate us mentally and spiritually. That is why we need to see the world and the spirit of the world and all the devices, electronic and otherwise, the devil uses to isolate us as a danger. The mind is the seat of the soul. If our minds are weak, it affects the soul. If we are strong, have a strong devotion to our Lord in the Holy Eucharist, without a doubt, he will strengthen and guide us. Come what may, we will persevere if we stay close to our Blessed Mother, who will lead us to him. Remember what Our Lady said at Fatima, "My Immaculate Heart will be your sole refuge and the way that leads you to God." But we need to live a Eucharistic-centered life with her help. The saints would spend all their time between communions in preparation and thanksgiving, and then also preparation. So if you receive communion today, try to have an attitude of thanksgiving for the rest of the day. And you get up in the morning, if you're going to receive communion the next morning, start your preparation when you get up. Think of that. I want to try to purify my soul, live my day so as to receive our Lord worthily as best I can, and then continue that thanksgiving. That is what each one of us need to do. And so we need the home enthronement to live it. We need the daily family rosary of reparation and gratitude in preparation and thanksgiving for Holy Communion. We especially need devotion to Our Lady of the Blessed Sacrament. She can help us understand, appreciate, and make fruitful the three great mysteries of the Holy Eucharist. She will help us detach from the senses of the body so we can have a practical, fruitful understanding of and faith in the real presence of our Lord in the Blessed Sacrament. The words of consecration have three wonderful effects according to the Council of Trent, the Catechism of Trent. First, the body, soul, blood, soul, and divinity of our Lord are contained in the sacred species. Second, none of the substance of the bread and wine remain. Thirdly, the accidents exist without a subject. They appear to the senses but have no substance, for the substance is truly Christ and not bread and wine. And why? First, Christ in his great love for us could not bear to be separated from us. And so he devised this means of the Holy Eucharist to remain with us always, given us by the Mass. And what effects have Holy Communion? So he wants to remain with us always. Secondly, for us poor, weak souls, we are surrounded by enemies and we have a great consolation in the effects of a worthy Holy Communion, which are an increase in sanctifying grace, so important for all of us. And this is a deepening of our bond of love to God, of God, binding us to him. So we cannot be separated despite whatever the enemies within us, the enemies without us. We are stronger by the grace of God. We overcome them. A treasure far greater than we can imagine, this bond of love of God. And secondly, the effect of Holy Communion helps keep us from mortal sin, the deadly enemy of God that ensures our loss, eternal loss. Proper Holy Communions ensure that we will save our souls if we make them properly. and are faithful to grace. St. John Chrysostom tells us, after worthily receiving the Holy Eucharist, we strike terror into the devil, and we certainly have no need to fear him or his agents. For the grace of God, we are strong. By the grace of God, we are stronger than the powers of hell. Thirdly, Holy Communion helps us to love our neighbor and weakens our inclination to sin. Remember what Quadripani says in Light and Peace. God gives us difficult people and circumstances to form his image in us. And so we have the strength in Holy Communion then to love our neighbor despite their faults. And that is the advantage, isn't it? Anyone can be friends with someone that's nice, congenial, gets along with them. That is natural. But when we love our neighbor despite their faults, that is what separates us. That is the grace of God being fruitful. That is living a life beyond nature. And so that's not an extra thing. And for, on the human level, that's extra, that's great. But on the spiritual level, on the supernatural level, by our faith, we know that's not anything great. That's expected. That is the norm. That is not something we pat ourselves on the back for. That is something we thank God for. That is something that we are obliged to do. And remember, this weakening of the inclination to sin is a tremendous advantage that none of us can afford to be without. We can't afford to pass by that. I have to tell you, this is by far the greatest benefit of being a priest, is to receive and provide the daily the Holy Eucharist. The greatest benefit is union with God. This is so spiritual and so real that we, in a certain sense, are transformed into Christ, all of us who receive communion, each time we receive communion, by the greatest of all of God's gifts. How sad, many do not understand. Even traditional Catholics don't understand this. There's not that burning desire, not that love of the Holy Eucharist. Again, we need to read about it, pray for it, meditate on it. Steep our souls in this. And believe me, this would not happen if there was a better understanding. From the very smallest age up, keeping that before us. So that's a light that keeps us on that narrow path. How sad so few make adequate preparation and thanksgiving. They would not if they knew the gift, if they knew the great desire and love that the Lord has to be with us. The great benefits he brings would draw us to love him and grow in this love by leaps and bounds. And what is it that limits the grace we get in Holy Communion? God has infinite grace for us. It is only our disposition of soul. It is our preparation, our thanksgiving. And so we want to pray to improve those. Keep moving ahead. The importance of frequent communion, of using the de Montfort method, as St. Louis talks about, for preparation and thanksgiving. Of spiritual communions daily, yes, frequently in the day. While it is true, the effects of Holy Communion are most pronounced in sacramental communion, of course, they are really, to a lesser degree, but they are really there in spiritual communion. So when we're having difficulties, make a spiritual communion. You have a difficult task to face in your duty, at your work, as a parent, as a teacher. Make a spiritual communion on the spot. Pray for that strength. There is a good book on Mass in the Christian life, also on communion. The author is Gibergues. Both of those are in their bookstore. The Mass in the book is not on archive.org yet, and it'd be nice if someone could put it there. But the Mass on communion, the book on communion is there. So let us ask our Blessed Mother to help us to understand her role, to teach us all she wishes to teach us about this greatest of all of God's gifts. Especially let us ask her to help us to gain all the fruits that we can by her help with a practical understanding and the practice of a proper thanksgiving and preparation, and keeping our intention pure in this regard, not just for our own gain, even spiritually, but to console our Lord for the love of God, to recompense our Blessed Mother in some small way for all that she has suffered, she and her son have suffered for the love of us. And remember that remote preparation. Ask her to help us in our daily lives. That's so important. It's easy enough to make the, if we think about it, and we have a presence of mind when we come into the presence of our Lord and we're coming to Mass, we make that immediate preparation. But that remote preparation, that remote thanksgiving, let's try to focus on that, to develop that, to live that with our Blessed Mother and our guardian angel's help. Jesus, meek and humble of heart.